views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and unbelievably sexy people. Well, here we are. I'm coming to you from rainy and cold Los Angeles. What has happened to the sun? I guess I'll just have to be it. So there's my message to you wrapped up in one sentence there. Today, if you're around the LA area, don't go to a movie. Come see me at the Spiritual Wellness Center in Sierra Madre. Really looking forward to bringing in this brand new information and understanding that's happened in the last 2 or 3 weeks into this workshop. A lot of interactive stuff going to be going on today. My February special, for those of you who did not get the e-blast, it's an I've never offered this before. It's my little Valentine to everyone. It's a half-hour private personal work around self-love that I'm going to channel for everyone, and a signed copy of Getting Stuff, all for $99. If you're interested, email me at imdwallace, d@imdwallace.com. You can simply go to PayPal and put in your payment at Toto, T-O-T-O, like we're not in Kansas anymore, E-N-T-1 at yahoo.com, and you will get on the list. There are a few spots still available. I just have some limited, you know, time, so we can't go on forever with this, but woohoo! We're going to have some fun and really create some good shifts with these private sessions. You know, whenever anybody does a private session, it goes back into the whole and affects the whole collective consciousness while they are getting the personal movement for themselves. So it's a win-win for everybody. Guys, the website I'm hoping is going to be up and running, the live new one, this week. So if you go to my website in the middle of the week and it looks all different, you'll know that the new one's gone live. I'd love to have your feedback about it. I think it's absolutely beautiful. One of my past students, who is now a web designer, designed this for me and has done a beautiful job. February 25th is our next webinar. I cannot tell you how excited I am. Patricia Cota Robles has agreed to come on and do this webinar around the urgency of self-love. As you know, she channels what she terms the company of heaven, and we're going to bring our channels together and let you know unconditionally and all the highest information about why self-love is so urgent right now. Creation Station 1 and 2 are on the books. Creation Station 1 will be June 5th, 6th, and 7th here in Woodland Hills in my home. Creation Station 2 will be September 31st, August 1st, and 2nd here in Woodland Hills in my home. This is Creation Station 1 is the initial training for this work, and 2 is the advanced training for this work, where you actually bring in people that are trained in the work that you channel with and work interchangeably with on the second day. So all those things are on the calendar. if you're interested, start thinking about it now. I am on a campaign to get the world, including my daughter, to not wait till the last minute. I don't know what that is about, but I continually ask for clarity around why we are a society that waits till the very last minute. Well, that does. Hold on, there's information coming in right now. That does greatly affect the creative process. When I say in a negative way, I get a no. That is that the right question? No. It's in a limited way. Now, okay, so they're saying there is no creation that's negative. Even Hitler wasn't negative in the eyes of the creative force. So, but waiting limits our creation because we put stuff on hold. Is that the highest understanding? Okay. When you put stuff on hold, you're not creating, which kind of dovetails into my subject today. If you heard my interview with Jennifer McLean on Healing with the Masters, man, if you didn't, I'd go back and listen to it. The channel was just absolutely brilliant on that call. And bottom line, and you will read more about this in the e-blast tomorrow, controlling things is not creating. And we have been under a misunderstanding that if we control our finances and have enough, or we control our sickness, or we control our weight. Okay, that is not the same thing as creating. That's micromanaging, and that's holding the focus on fixing. And all of this is because a memory charge sends out the electrical charge. So the memory in your synapses and your neural pathways that you've learned all your life, which is, wow, if I troubleshoot everything and stay on top of everything and be really vigilant about everything and control everything, I'm safe. That's in the way of our living in total conscious creation. Because you want to just create what you want, not fix and micromanage everything so it looks like life is going smoothly. We're really getting down to some nitty-gritty stuff here about the fine-tuning of the understanding of our work. So we've always gotten the high, the charge, from controlling. And what they want you to know is that no worry equals all your good delivered. So let's make a claim right now. Let's all come together, inviting all energy in that wants to participate. And claiming, directing, and stating that when I go all the way into my peace and joy and happiness and create it all, great stuff happens. Good stuff happens. People, including myself, are happy. The energy responds. Because when I was doing some personal work on myself, it came through this very hidden belief that, oh, when I go all the way to try and do something, bad stuff happens. So I inadvertently was keeping myself from going all the way for fear that bad stuff would happen again. So, of course, the easiest way for us to balance all of this, and these are the words, this is still the highest words, yes. My creation is divine love. My body is divine love. My success is divine love. My excitement is divine love. My relationships are divine love. That's the highest direction, as we know, with an open heart that we can enter into. Okay, I can go to the calls. All right, I want to start with Miss Patty to see how everything went. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Everything went really well. I'm at home. And it's interesting that my roommate made an inappropriate comment, and I'm shaking, triggering that I'm putting up with in my life just to make my bills. So, you know,
okay, well, you've combined, first of all, I want you to know you're emotional because of the anesthetic.
Okay.
The anesthetic will throw everything off in your balance. So you continually have to redirect your balance now, sweetheart. Patty just had surgery. And the surgery all went well?
Yeah, and I'm very, very blessed. It's only 5%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is such a greater thing to focus on than your freaking roommate.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, but you see, I want you to see how blessed you are and how you allowed an inappropriate comment to throw your emotional life into a tizzy. And I'm asking you, can you remember to create for yourself and not react to the outside? That's all of our biggest challenge right now.
Okay.
You know, when you find yourself in reaction, guys, you know you're out of creation. Now, they want to give you the core thing around why you keep attracting this, well, the word they're giving me is abuse from the outside world. Sheets, book, give me a song, sweetheart.
I want to hold your hand.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So let me put all this together. Basically, you want to help hold everybody else's hand and save them, but you don't. So half of Patty is going, I have to save everybody, and the other half of Patty is going, screw you, I don't want to save you, give me what I'm worth.
And
I want to know, is this resonating with you?
Part of it, yes, I see that. And the thing is that I feel like I'm worth more than what I'm getting.
Well, that's because the other half of you is going, I have to save everybody, so you have to bring me your shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can't save people that are your equals, that are understanding consciousness the way we are understanding it. And I'm not saying there's a good or bad here. I'm not making a judgment about anybody else. But I'm saying if you walk into a room and go, hi, I have to save everybody to know my worth, then everybody's going to come up to you with their stuff for you to save instead of giving you what you need.
Yeah.
Now you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's another part that's going on, and as all of you know, anything that I bring in for anybody is for everybody because we've come together in a community here today on this call. Sheets, book, give me a movie, please.
Poltergeist.
Okay, well, that's interesting because they said this was an affirmation, so I don't know what the hell that means. So, Poltergeist. What's the famous line? They're here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where we're going. And now I need another piece of information, and they're taking me to the sheets. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Hang on. 1 through 5. Okay. As long as you stay in your knowing, these things that haunt you, don't show up. But when you allow your horror line to get all functified and off kilter,
mm-hmm.
and not through all the ID point and the chakras, then they show up.
Okay.
Okay. So to say it very easily, you have to stay into your knowing that you're the creator of you, and what you want to create and are creating right now is everyone honoring you, respecting you, loving you, and delivering to you the divine love that you desire and deserve. And so it is. That was for everybody.
Thank you.
something.
So much better.
Okay. I'm so glad that all the surgery came out well.
And,
you know, guys, if somebody throws a lower vibration at you about anything, throw love back to them, you know, and they're giving me, this is interesting, Christ's words, forgive them, they know not what they do. They don't know that they're screwing up their own energy. So love them and give them understanding.
Yeah, he just wants a relationship, and I don't.
That's exactly what we were talking about right in the beginning, Patty.
Yeah.
Attract the people that are honoring you and respecting you and loving you and giving you what you want, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. I'm so
glad
everything came out well. You bet. Well, Miss Erica, you made it on. What's up?
I did, finally.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm really good. I started my new job last week, and
awesome.
It went really awesome. Yeah.
Congratulations. Told
I'm
you
family,
could do it.
I know. I'm a family support worker, which is sort of like a social worker, but our program is voluntary, so we go around and help mothers who want the help.
Uh-huh.
With learning parenting skills and resources and connecting them with, you know, the things that they need.
What a beautiful opportunity to do that in the world.
I'm excited and I'm proud of myself. When I did leave the daycare, I was just, you know, it broke my heart, and it mostly broke my heart for me because I knew that I was leaving my kids in a good place. I knew that I had done my job with them, that I was leaving them in a good place.
And you gave them the message, guys. When we release people, we give them the message that congratulations,
mm-hmm.
you can do it on your own now.
Yeah.
You know?
I realized my tears were for me, not so much for them, just me missing them. And Friday I went back there after work to visit them, and the place didn't feel like home anymore. It was just a building where I had worked. You know, I was glad to see my kids. I hugged them all, and I was glad to see they were doing well, but I didn't feel like the overwhelming need to be their teacher anymore. So I feel like I'm right where I should be.
And you are. Not only do you feel that way, but you are, Erica. And that's a lot to have achieved from where you started your first call, remember, how scared you were?
Yeah.
You know, in less than a year. Congratulations, sweetheart. That's great.
Thank you. I knew when I applied for the job, I just felt that this was the job for me. And when
that's one of the reasons you created it, because
you
felt like it.
When I got the call, I was like, please let this be the place I think it should be. And it was. And in my heart, I knew I had it before the first interview. There's always the worry with me, maybe I don't, maybe I'm just, you know, overly excited. But in my heart, I knew I had it. And I've had the first interview, and I had the second interview, and I just knew. So I had a lot of time to mentally and emotionally prepare for the change.
Good.
Yeah,
and,
but
you know, if you're listening to Erica's words, she's kind of really describing the process of the work, right? That it is a process. Life is a process. But she knew. She chose to know. She chose what she wanted, which was to expand and move on and know that everything was going to be good as she did it, right? The kids were going to be okay. The job was going to be what she wanted. So do you have a question for us today, baby?
I just wanted to fill you in and let you know. That's all.
Well, that's great. We need all the testimonials we can get, sweet thing. So
all
congratulations.
Right, well, all right, bye.
Love you, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye, love you too.
And hold on, I didn't get her off. We're going to, if the switchboard ever livens up here, we're jumping all over the place. We're going to Scarlett in Indiana.
Hello. I'm
Hi,
a first-time
baby.
Caller.
Well, good. We like virgins on this show.
I tell you, the first caller, that was kind of like, I called to see why am I blocked? And I've been having trouble with my son, and you kind of answered some of that, so I guess we are connected.
Oh, absolutely, honey. We're all one energy.
But my son, I had gave him strict guidelines. If you stay here, you can't cross the boundary, and he crossed them last night.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
I want to tell him he can't stay here anymore.
Well, when I say that's what you really want, though, I get a no.
It's not what I really want.
That's what you know you should do.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's, you see, that's a house divided upon itself. Do you understand?
Yep.
That's part of you going yes and part of you going no. So, of course, it's the guilt stuff. How old is he?
27.
Well, he should frickin' be living by himself anyway.
Yeah, I've got him and his twin brother living with me, yeah.
Okay. Well, so this is your stuff. You know that, Scarlett.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why do you need is the highest word, why do you need them to live with you? And this goes directly back to what I talked about before we started taking calls.
I guess they give me company.
Get a yes on that. And also because in saving them, so we have a kind of a through line, a common thread already on the show this morning, which is
mm-hmm.
saving other people, because that came in with Patty. Saving other people has given us a high. Saving ourselves has given us a high. We don't want our highs to come out of enabling and having to save people anymore or save ourselves. We want to create freedom, love, joy, and responsibility everywhere in our lives. So,
absolutely.
Now
I want them to get responsibility to do for themselves.
You bet. And enabling them to stay in your home will mm-hmm. never create that. Do you understand that?
Yep.
Are they working?
One of them is. One of them just got a job. He's the one that's got me most in debt.
Okay, well, you have to ask the tough question, am I going to come forward to love myself, or am I going to give myself up still for these two boys? Okay, so again, this is through the channel, yes. They're saying, and they give me this information a lot, how does it feel to tell them you have 1 month or 2 months, and then you're out of here. So you better get your act together and get something going. Or whatever time frame feels good to you. Because
I've told him that
right now,
January was the deadline.
What?
I done told him that January was the deadline.
Yeah, but you weren't all integrated when you told him that, sweetheart.
No, but I was when I laid down the law and told them they would not be drinking in my house, and my son totally lied to me last night, and it was just not pretty.
Okay, well, you're done.
I am. You know,
okay,
he's got another place to stay, and I think he needs to go there, but I love him dearly.
Well, yes, and that's the point.
But I don't know if this is a cry for help because he's a recovering drug addict. And when he acts out like that, to show me, I don't know if he has a problem, if he still has a problem.
Well, that's a whole other bag of worms, sweetheart. But that really drives your fear around following through what you know you want and need
to
do.
We buried five of his friends within 5 years, and he's about died 3-4 times. Yeah.
He's what?
He's OD'd 4 times. Yeah.
Good God. All right. Now they want to get
to the... Hope
hold
and
on.
Fear.
They want to get to the basis of his drug addiction. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
His favorite is Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Okay, well, man, that's everything we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
You see, it's
connected.
It's our celebrating and romanticizing being fucked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, has he been seeing a psychiatrist?
No, he told me he was going to go into rehab, and then he just did an about face and
yeah,
didn't
well,
go.
Yeah, well, baby, they're just working you. I don't know.
Yep, and that's what I've seen last
night. As a mother, I understand your dilemma. We want to do everything we can to support our children and help them. But if they're not helping themselves, sweetheart.
I'm just enabling.
Yes, you're enabling. He needs to get help to understand that that is not romantic and cool, because that's the connection he's made. And they're showing me Sean Penn in one of his early movies, you know, where he was smoking dope all the time. That's kind of how he looks at all this subconsciously, that it's kind of cool and awesome.
It's not.
Well, no, it's not for him and it's not for you, for sure. So you have to sit down and be very clear with yourself. You know, because you don't want to do this out of guilt, because then you'll pay for it, right?
Yeah, yeah. I thought I would tell him that he need, you know, when he goes into rehab, that's when he can come around me.
Well, but that still doesn't address him moving out. So you've got a layer of things that you need to work on. First of all, your self-love. Second of all, allowing yourself to support them in being responsible for themselves. Okay? So
yeah.
Whatever you can do to help get him set up in, you know, rehab and
counseling,
with a psychiatrist and to
yeah.
get him help, that's a positive thing you can do. But to allow him to still live off you, that's not positive for you or him. Okay,
he's,
Charlotte?
He's got a place that he can stay. He goes back and forth between my house.
Okay, then you need... You
I'm
going
to call her and tell her to come and get a shot in him today.
As long as your energy feels peaceful about that.
It doesn't. No moms does when they kick their kid out. But I am...
Well,
you know, if I
would,
don't stand up... Then I'm
Charlotte,
always going to be
they're
down.
Asking you to change your perspective from kicking your kid out to helping him become responsible for himself with love. Can you feel the difference of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your intention, is that I am here to support you in love to be the greatest you can be. Not I'm kicking you out because you're a loser. It's a whole different place.
Yeah, that's actually one of his lines. I'm just a loser.
Yeah, well, and that's why he keeps turning mm-hmm. against himself with drugs. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. Well, there were a lot of lessons there for everybody. We're sending her a lot of love and support around that. Alicia in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Sorry, I got really caught up in her call.
Yeah.
I can't really find my words at the moment. I was calling because there's a lot of things going on in my life and my marriage, and I would really just like to be able to... the word that's coming is save, but I know that's not... the right energy.
How about create? What do you want to create, Alicia?
I want to create my husband and I loving each other again and us being
okay, but
faithful.
You're waiting for him. That's the first thing that's coming in. You're waiting for him. You've got to move back into love for him. You've got to be the change you want to see first.
I thought I was doing that.
Yes, you thought you were doing that. When I say you are doing that, I get a no. So that just means there's something to bring into harmony. So let's see what it is, Sheets. But give me a song, baby, any song that comes in.
Oh, I don't know the title of it, but it the chorus is, I just want to love you, baby.
Okay. So, again, there's a part of you, sweetheart, that's looking for a reason or going, I can love you when, instead of taking him with all his faults and everything that's gone down and opening your heart and moving into the space of love. And again, guys, if you practice the red dot exercise that they've given us, practice the love hover that they've given us, you can sit there right now, Alicia, and love a doorknob.
Yes, I can.
But we wait for reasons to love. Or we wait for, am I sure he loves me? Or if I open my heart and go back into this, is he going to do the same thing? Am I going to, you know, be stranded out here again? So that's the part they want you to get back into alignment, to just sit there and visualize him in front of you and just open your heart and send him love. Do you have a love place that we've talked about? Okay. So just try it right now. Go to your love place. And for those of you that are new on the show, pets, children, beautiful things in nature, those are all good things. It's an automatic, whenever you go there, your heart opens and you move back into the state of love. So are you there, Alicia?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can you visualize your husband in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now just send him that love. Just open your heart for your own experience and send him that love.
I'm scared.
Of? See, you can't be scared, Alicia. You cannot be scared when you are in the state of love. So in that moment, I want everybody to see, because this is great for you. In that moment, she almost went into the choice of love, but she pulled back. Now, if you would just commit to going into the state of love, he's not there. You're just visualizing him. There's nothing, absolutely nothing for you to lose and everything for you to gain. But that's how we get in our way of creating. Right there in that moment of choice where you pull back. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. So that's your job and your great opportunity this week is to go into that state and send him as much love for no reason. For no reason. Let me repeat that. We are choosing the state of love for no reason toward ourselves and toward our beloveds and toward the universe and toward the world. And right now, you want a really great place to practice on? Send a lot of love to France, because a lot of energy over there is in fear right now. Send a lot of love to Europe. That's the way we can participate right now in raising the world back into a love vibration. So that's your job. Hold on, there is something else. Give me a movie, honey, any movie.
Up.
Up, okay. There's nowhere to go but up if you can create this state of love for yourself. The relationship goes up, you go up, your life goes up, your experience of living goes up. Everything's up. But you've got to come back first to you and your state of love, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. And, man, if that, you know, we could just close the show right now because that's the message. That's it, period. Okay, Manny in Arizona. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you. Just want to start off and saying thank you and sending out love to you. And I haven't been on the call for a couple of months. But just with all the callers, I think they just answered everything that was happening to me again. And I know now this is the path of my learning. I have to learn more from you. You're an awesome teacher, mentor.
We are a great community that really channels for each other, and we channel the highest truth. They're saying, yes, everything that you've heard today is a part of yours, and they want to give you one more thing, and I'm going to a core belief, so hang on. Here. Okay, it's the core belief, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you, and that's what you're saying to yourself. And again, anybody's is everybody's. So we are going to take time for ourselves, to honor ourselves, love ourselves, respect ourselves, and hold ourselves in a state of love. We are going to take the time for us to give to us the magnificence of us. That is, well, being God.
Wow.
So,
thank you, Dee, because I mean, the two calls that you are all called. First one to the one where the woman with her two sons, you know, trying to get someone out of the house, and I had to do that. And right now I'm right at the middle where my ex girlfriend who just had a baby. It was just probably the most wonderful gift that I've seen. I was there for the pregnancy or when the baby was being born and whatnot, but I actually had to come to a crossroads where I couldn't help her anymore, and I had to actually get the law enforcement to actually get an order of protection to actually move her, because we gave her the time. We gave her the 30 days, 60 days to say, you know what, this is not working out. The mental abuse, the abuse, you know, holding the baby against me, you know, like I couldn't see my own baby at my own house. I made that decision, and I still got to go to court tomorrow, but I'm right now, my opportunities in business, the two things that are happening, it's the same fears, I guess, like you said, you know, I'm working with the Super Bowl right now here in Arizona, Phoenix, but my partners, it's just like it's a routine that keeps continuing, but I'm about to break it, and I just need a little guidance of how to break these two routines where you're helping everyone, you want to honor yourself, but then right now I'm saying, whoa, something's happening here. I'm not financially going to get benefit off of this after everybody used my contact.
Okay, again, they're saying to everybody, go back to the state of divine love. It doesn't make sense to us. We think we have to control everything and fix it. They want you to do is focus on what you want, love yourself, send love to all the people that you're dealing with, and start creating what you want, not fixing what you don't.
Gotcha.
Do you understand the difference? It's a huge difference, guys, but it's hard for our brains to really grasp what we've been doing because we've been doing it for lifetimes. What does it mean to sit there and go, this is what I want. I'm going to hold myself in love for myself and everyone, and I'm going to get busy creating this instead of, holy hell, I have to save myself from that. It's a huge, huge difference. You have all the information, they say, from this call to move forward in a successful way, Manny, as long as you keep the love. Okay?
Thank you, Dee.
Yeah, it's a message. They're beating it into us, literally. Love, 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 which is your answer, Lynn. What's up?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
You know, it just reminds me that for me, and I think this might clarify some stuff for other people. If I go to that love place first, it's not really like thinking or figuring it out anymore. It's not like I get an idea. I'm receiving, after that state of love is in my body and my mind, I'm receiving those inspirations that are on a totally different place than what I'm trying to think of it.
Well said.
Like, so it's like you don't really have to do much after you're in that place except allow stuff to come in and put that first and kind of check in how you're feeling and stuff. So That's because I'm in a much better place than when I left you that voicemail, if you got my voicemail. So
I did get your voicemail, and the channel said let her work it out.
Perfect, because there was a point where all of a sudden it was like, wow, things shifted, and exactly what I just said is what I allowed to just happen. So, and I thought, oh, you know what, Dee didn't call because she knew not to.
Honey, that's the message you've been trying to find for yourself ever since I've known you, Lynn.
Yes, I know, right?
And, you know, the greatest place of love to start with is love for yourself. Because if we don't love ourselves, we're not going to choose to see the rest of the world in love, because we will still have something to micromanage and control.
Exactly.
Okay. So if we love ourselves, we don't allow other people to come in that do not honor and love us. We don't allow people's remarks to us, back to Patty's call, to affect us. We send them love, because if we don't send them love, that decreases the love for ourselves. We don't allow people, even if it's our family members, to abuse us and take advantage of us, because we're not loving ourselves and sending them love to support themselves in their greatness. So you see, it goes through every single thing we've talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thrilled that you called with this testimonial. That's huge for you, Lynn. Congratulations, honey.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. Are we going anywhere else?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I almost don't even want to talk about it, because it's that... I feel like it is done, too.
Yeah,
so,
it's done, and you've got your answer. You just have to live the answer now consistently and consciously.
Yes, thank you so much.
Love you, baby.
Okay, love you, too. Bye.
You know, whenever I get long messages or emails, I always test it if it's in your highest answer for me to answer. I very rarely get no, but sometimes, like with Lynn, I do, because the power, as you just heard from her, is going to come from her realizing it herself. Kirk, you're on Hot Stuff. How are you?
I am very well today. Not exactly sure yet why I called, but I know I was definitely being pulled to the call. And Cujo airing about an hour ago didn't come in subtly. I was like, okay, I got it. I'm listening.
Well, they're telling me that you're calling pretty much for a testimonial. When I say you need help or clarity or any of that, I get a no. Is that the right question? Is anybody switched? No. So what great thing have you learned or discovered or created or any of the above?
I've been very patient with myself, hearing and experiencing echoes of January's past, where those of us in the freelance and creative communities can sometimes experience a lull. And as I started to experience those anxieties, I kept doing the work, was patient with myself, paid attention to what I was hearing, and it seems like there's more than, way more than enough coming in, and it involved being true to myself, listening to myself.
Yeah, loving yourself. Yeah.
And it's getting put together one piece at a time, and it's basically being patient through the transition.
Kirk,
because,
they want you to know, and they want everyone to know, there is never a lull in creation. Now, I want those words to hit everybody. There is never a time off, a downtime, a lull in creation, in the creative process. So if the world is granting you 2 weeks with not a lot to do, you create. You go, yay, I have time to daydream and write out programs and channel pictures that I want to paint, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no gap in things to do and accomplish and paint. What I did notice was that I figured perhaps when things are going really well in November that I might have taken a day or two off from consciously creating.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. As long as you bring yourself back, it doesn't matter.
So when I wasn't feeling optimistic, to borrow an Abraham Hicks line, when you're not feeling good is not the time to, you can't force yourself back into the higher state. But you can be gentle.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
I agree with most of Abraham Hicks, but I do not agree with that at all. Well, I agree with the word force. The channel is going, yes, you can't force yourself, but you sure as hell can choose.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You can always choose to go, okay, I'm just going to love something. And that brings you automatically back into the higher state. If we're the creators of our own energy and the directors of our own energy, we're that all the time or we're that none of the time. But we're sure as hell not that some of the time. Because we are always at choice. Am I going to choose to be shitty and unhappy and reactionary, or am I going to choose to sit here and go, okay, where's my love place? I'm choosing to go back there. That's all you have to do, guys. But not if you want to keep controlling and struggling, then we'll have to force ourselves. And forcing ourselves, of course, doesn't work. Anytime you push against anything, you get resistance. That's why you called in, Kirk. Right there,
okay.
That information. And that was invaluable information for everybody. I love you, dude.
Love you. I'll see you soon.
Goodbye. Okay, Phyllis. What's up?
I knew it was me. And first thing I'm going to say is anytime you push against, what was it? Anything, you're going
anytime
to get resistance.
Anytime you push against anything, you get resistance.
Right. Yeah. I certainly have been experiencing that. So what happened, I created this job and I moved to Hawaii. And the job just isn't, it really isn't a fit for me.
Okay. Are you on speakerphone? Because I'm having a little trouble understanding you.
Yeah, my phone's really funny. I'm trying to get it off. Let's try this.
Okay. I don't want to lose you, but it's muffled. Guys, when you come on, try and get off speakerphone.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm doing that bad thing you have to do, running and not doing all this. No, but what happened was I just want to have this awareness. It's like create something else. And All of a sudden, this amazing job appeared. And somebody actually walked in my office and told me about it. And I applied for it, and I thought, I'm going to keep creating. I'm going to go over to where I think that office is and talk to them. So I go over there. Like, we don't know if the job's here, but come back later and talk to this other lady. So I come back later and go to her office and tell her my name. She goes, I've heard about you. And she hugged me. And she goes, no, it's not here, but I know where it is. Or it's like someplace even more amazing, or as far as being a more professional environment, let me say. So.
Well, that's more amazing for you.
What's that?
A more professional environment is more amazing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the outcome?
So the outcome is I just keep moving forward. I think that, I had this great photo shoot I got to do yesterday and go with the fire department, and then we'd be right with them. I was part of the team, and they're all Hawaiian, so I got the Hawaiian aloha vibe. It was just really completely different with where I normally work every day.
Great.
But that's just my one-time thing. I won't get to go do anything with them maybe till November if I'm still here. So that's why that was great. And it was, wow. And I'm like, wait a second, Phyllis. Well, no, I think it's what you're talking about, waiting.
Waiting is not creating, guys.
No.
We've talked about that so many times.
Yeah.
But our understanding of the world on so many levels is I'll wait for the world to bring it to me. So where's my luck? And I'm saying create your luck, which is what you did. And that's the answer. If you want something else going on in your life, start creating it. What can I do? Where can I go? What can I create? Right? What ideas, what new ideas does the world need? But again, we have to love ourselves enough to know that the universe is going to give us those ideas, but we have to ask. Ask and
that's
you
it.
Receive. Not
commit.
Wait and you receive, okay?
Commit. I committed to find another job, and I had that kid walk in. Didn't you just see this job online? He's like, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it happened.
Just what I... Yeah.
That easily, that quickly, that effortlessly, and is where our new high is for 2015.
And I wanted to say something, too. I wasn't completely conscious I was doing it, but I was doing it to relieve stress. I was going over to the area all the time where they're located and being in that environment by the water and just going, hey, man, this feels good, and really feeling into it.
Yeah. And
this is really good to be over by the water. I wasn't thinking about the job. I was like, maybe it's possible.
Yeah, well, you know, they're showing me, what's his name? He's a very big actor, and I can't pull up his name right now. But, you know, he tells stories all the time about how he used to sit up on the Hollywood Hill with a Hollywood sign and look out over L.A., and go, I'm going to own this town one day.
Yeah.
And he wrote himself a $12 million check. And 4 years later, he did a movie, and they wrote him a $12 million check. But he felt into it. See, what I want you to hear is he felt into it. He allowed the possibility. He daydreamed. He told the universe what he wanted, and then he allowed it to be delivered to him. He didn't say, I'm going to do it this way and this way, and this is the way it's got to be. And then, you know, don't do that, because the universe will bring it to you in a much greater, easier way than you have ever imagined. So yippee, Phyllis, for doing the work, whether you knew you were or not, because you were. Where does it feel good? And love always feels better, always. So you were loving the ocean. You were loving how you felt there. Do you understand? You were in a state of loving, and when we're in a state of loving, we love ourselves because it feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
You bet. Oh, my gosh. Susan, Jeannie, I tried to get to everybody here, but I just couldn't fly through fast enough. My apologies. And know that you got your answer, whatever it was. If you are in New York or the New York area and did not get an invite to the little get-together that we're having, please email me when I'm there for the toy fair. We're just getting together for an evening with all of us, and let me know, and I'll let you know what the details are. Join me in Sierra Madre this afternoon from 1 to 4. Love to see your little bods there. And just your great opportunity for this entire week until we meet again, and for your entire lifetime, they're saying, is bring yourselves back to love. Choose love. Send love. Take every step that you need to take in your life with love. Even the people that you are suing in your life, do it with love. And notice your life change and how good you feel about yourself to allow the world to deliver you all your desires. Till we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.